There wasn't anything that he didn't know something about
and had read and absorbed it.
He had a
zoology, biology, anything he could tell you about. And he taught me every child in college.
Zach,
everybody's told me.
Big
that.
Zach said, because old man Wig knew him real well. They were both crazy as heck, you know.
They were
communicated.
Terrible rivals.
Yeah, terrible rivals, but they knew each other. He said that he had a, what memory is it where you can just read it, and I mean it's like a recording.
Photographic memory?
That's what was called. And that's what my husband told me.
He said, from what my father said, I know what Mr. Crow had.
But where are all those poems and all that literature that he wrote, who's got them?
We found one letter that I know of.
Oh my goodness.
Everywhere, all that stuff.
Oh, I bet they got burned.
Rosemary got everything that Vivian had.
Rosemary got it. That's right. Well, she used to sit. See, DeWitt never. She said, I knew my name was growing. That's literally all I knew. And so I would just casually say, well, you got that from old man Grow. I'd just say something like that, you know, and she'd, tell me more about it, Miss Swanee. You don't tell me about it. So I would repeat things that I had heard my grandmother and my mother. Remember, they were on Cunloo's side because they were kin to her. I mean, your kinfolks, you stuck to them like glue. So Mr. Grow was old mean man, and Cunloo was the poor little trampled on, but through the years, Grandma Bush had a natural, I mean, what was hers, they were right. Everybody else was wrong, and all her relatives were right. And Zach thought that was just a marvelous quality. He used to take Grandma Bush to all the funerals out in the country. I had the store. I had a beauty shop and a dress shop. And I couldn't go with him all the time, so he'd go by and pick up Grandma Bush. He loved her. He just thought, he said, you know, if I was a young man and she was a young woman, I'd fight everybody in South Georgia to marry her. Because to Grandma, all the men were right, and the women just, you do like men say. And if you came in with your husband, she would, oh, sit down, Zach. Let me get you some pancake now and some buttermilk. I mean, she's going to feed and water you. And your women just have to take the back seat till she got the men fed. So Zach thought that was a marvelous one. Anyway, he said they were riding out once. He told this because it was so apt of the loyalty of the old school to their families. Well, Zach had a client named Julian Kimball. Well, my grandmother was a Kimball before she married a Bush. And so Zach was real concerned about Julian Kimball, who in midlife, the midlife crisis or whatever, and had accumulated a real nice farm and had a commissary there and had a little money. All of a sudden, he went crazy over some old Horace woman and started spending his money and throwing it away, and Zach was very much concerned about it and was trying to do something with it. And he was telling Grandma about it. Well, see, his name was Campbell. Grandma said, Zach said, he's just drinking himself to death. And she says, well, I don't know where he got that from. It must be those old Browns. Zach, that was, every once in a while he said, I don't know where they got that from, must be those old Browns. And so, and that was typical, and that says, because I've never known a Kimball that drank. And Zach said, sat there and I thought, Lord, I've never known one that didn't. Because they all drank, but as far as Grandma was concerned, that name was Kimball, and they were perfect, because those old Browns that did it. You know, and that was a story that he loved to tell about how loyal that older generation was. Well, back to Cunloo. You see, women would get together, little sewing clubs or whatever they did in those days, and tell about their husband's shortcomings. Men are not as apt to do that. Women will even get together. When I was a young bad woman, I couldn't get over some of my friends talking about their sexual life. I was just flabbergasted. And so I told Zach about it, and he said, well, Ed, you ought to go downtown to the courthouse every morning. Did all the men meet down there, tell about what all they did the night before. I said, I am not believing it. You don't. He said, hell no. I don't. No, he really didn't. He was a very reserved man with a wonderful sense of humor. Now, that doesn't seem to go together, but he was like that.